Kelly Show production. How's that?
Are you ready? All right. The Hebrew alphabet. We'll say the Hebrew alphabet so because you guys haven't been here. And this is brand new right in the front of the book. As you look over there. I wrote it a long time ago. And it's down there someplace. Should be. Did you find it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, there are finals and I think there's several Hebrew letters that are finals. They have a regular and a final. And we see one up here, Elohim. Elohim. Here we have a final mem, and then the first one looks like this, like a G kind of. One in the word and whatever. So you got two different kinds of mems. All right. And let you say it with me, and we'll get this going. Yeah, mem. Okay. The mem. Aleph. Beth. Gimel, Dalit, Hey, Va or Wa, Zion, Het, Tet, Yod, Kaf, Lamet, Mem, Nun, Samik, Ayin, Pei, Sahi, Kof, Resh, Sin, Shin, and Tau. All right, that's the way it is.
Hey, Jim,
yes.
If you was to go down that whole list right now and say what the letter sounded like, rather than it's a real name, it'd be different, right?
Well, no, it's basically like that, you know.
That's not the long version of its official name, what we just said.
Aleph. Yeah, Aleph is his official name.
So
Aleph and Beth. And, Yeah, but you don't worry about it too much. I mean, we look at it, we do this just, you know, to get going. We've got a lot of people absent tonight.
Yeah,
a lot of people are not here tonight. Anyway, as you read Hebrew, we're on 4 and verse 4 is where we are, 4 and verse 4. As you read Hebrew, we're going to go, now I will give you time to write above the name, the Hebrew word, how to say it, if you want. We will spell it out, okay? All right. All right, 4 and verse 4. We're talking about Abel's offering here. Abel's offering. And the Hebrew is going to be so much bigger and plainer and violent and action-wise than what the English... And by the way, there is no Hebrew translation of Genesis. It's a interpretation, not a translation. Okay? Vehebel. Can you say that? Vehebel.
Vehebel.
And what it means is and Abel. See that V on the front of it? Like the Vehebel. This part of it right there like that, that is and. Now in the Greek, and is like this, chi. Just one letter in Hebrew makes up. Hebrew is like shorthand. Okay? Beth Havel. All right? Beth Havel. V-E-H-E-V-E-L. Okay? Now, the Beth in that one is turns into a V because it does not have a dit in the middle of it. All right? The Beth, the Aleph and the Beth. Remember this morning we talked about Aleph and Beth? Ab. All right? Here we have an Aleph and a Beth in there. Then you have a hay in it, and a lamet. That's a whip-looking thing at the end, like this. All right? Vehebel. Heavy. Heavy. H-E-V-I. Heavy. Gom. Gom. All right? It goes from left to right. I mean, from right to left. Right to left. Greek and English go from right, I mean, to left to right, and Hebrew goes from right to left.
Darren, okay. Are you writing down how they sound on the top of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this may sound extremely confusing right now, but don't worry about it. You're going to get it. Behebel heve gam hu. Hu. H-U. Hu. This letter in Hebrew... like this. That's a U, okay? So it's like this. Hugh. Hugh. All right? Hugh. And then Mip B Cho wrote. Mi B Mib B Ch vote. All right? B Ch vote. It's M I B B E C H O R O T. Me B Ch wrote. All right? And we're going to come back and look at every one of these words with a microscope. Okay? Tizono. Tizono. It's T-Z-O-N-O-V. N-O-V. Now, this word like this, that word for and, that's a right thing. Right up here, that is an O. It looks like an O, okay? O-V. Okay? A V. Tznov. Tznov. T-Z-O-N-O-V. Tznov. U-M-I-C-H-E-L-V-H-E-N. U-M-I-C-H-E-L-V-H-E-N. U-M-E-C-H-E-L-V-E-H-E-N. U-M-I-C-H-E-L-V-H-E-N. All right. Vayesha. Vayesha. Say that one. Vayesha. That's the next one down there. Vayesha. V-A-I-Y-E-S-H-A. Vayesha. And then we have the unspeakable word. Right there. Look at that one. That's Hadavar. That is Adonai, Hashem, or the Word in the New Testament. This is the equivalent to, of in John 1 and 1 says, in beginning was the Word. The Word here is Jehovah. We say it Jehovah, but we really don't know how to say it at all. Okay? Period. We don't know how to say it. The Jews never spoke the name again after they were given the law. When it says, thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain, they never spoke the name Jehovah again. That's the name of God right there. Okay? Now, we say that word because Jehovah came out in the King James Version, but we have no way in the world to say it. It would be something like this. Yah. Yah. Say that. Yah. That would be something like that. Otherwise, I don't know how to say it. The modern Jews, now we're pronouncing the Hebrew like the modern Jews does, but the biblical Hebrew and the modern is a little bit different, but I'm giving you the modern translation so you could read Hebrew or listen to a Hebrew talk, okay? I'm telling you a little difference in it, but don't get scared about it. All right, here's the word Jehovah. That means Hadavar, the Word. This is the pre-incarnate Christ, okay? That's who it is. And here's the easy one. L. L. E-L. L. That is L. It can mean God sometimes. And right here it means unto. L. Hevel. Hevel. H-E-V-E-L. Hevel. Is this better? Mike, you like this better going a little slower?
Yeah.
All right. Brother David? And then V-L. 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 See that? There. Vowel on the front of it, or wow, with a little two dits down below it. V-L. V-L and L. Men-cha-tov. 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 And there's dynamite in this verse here, people. A lot. Men-cha-tov. M-I-N-C-H-A-T-O-V. V-hevel. Hevi-gam-hu. Mib B Chorot. Come on, talk. Say this with me now.
Where are you at?
We're right at the beginning of 4 and verse 4.
Oh.
But read it off with me now. Vihevo. Heve. Gom. Hugh. Mib. Mib, M-I-B. Mib. B Chorot. Tis Nolf. You, me, Chel the hen. You, me, Chel the hen. All right. And Vayisha. And then with the unspeakable name, which the Jews call Adonai. Adonai means King of Kings and Lord of Lords. which John used in the New Testament as logos. Right there it is. L. Hevel. The L. Mike. The next word.
Min-sha-tov.
That's right. Min-sha-tov. 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 All right. And Abel. And Abel. And Abel is in that word right there. V. Hevel. And Abel. Heve. He brought. He brought. Third person masculine singular. Hevel. Perfect. He had brought. This is completed tense. It's perfect tense. He had brought. Okay. Also, Gom. He. Also, he. Gom. Who. Also, he. Meh. Bat. Chodrot. All right? And what it means is one's first, from the one first, or from the first. All right? From the first, tisnoth, tisnoth, from his flocks. Okay, that's in the possessive case there, from his flocks. All right? Now, if you look down there, if you look to go to Brown, Driver, and Briggs, Hebrew lexicon, it's got the page number, you can look it up. Right there, and you'll find this word. You can go cross-reference, because I cross-reference every word in here. All right? That one, the his flocks, to Zanalt, that is on page 838, see? And then it says, you may chel behen, even from their fat pieces. From their fat pieces. Now, God always wanted the fat. All of the fat was supposed to go to God. How many of you ever had barbecued anything on a grill with a flame? What happens when you got a lot of fat in the meat? It burns. It burns like fuel. And God says, bring me the fat. Now the doctors tell us today that don't eat the fat from the meat. You know what they tell you? Don't eat the skin and the fat off of the chicken and this and that and whatever, you know. God told them 6,000 years ago, to bring the fat to him. Bring the fat to him. Okay? That was his. From all the animals, the fat was God's. From all the animals. Out there in the wilderness, when they set up the tabernacle, see the tabernacle over there? The picture of the tabernacle on the wall right here? Out there in the tabernacle, the animals, all blood was sacred to God. Now, all blood, animal and human blood, is sacred to God. Because it says, in the blood lies the life. When its blood is shed, its life is shed. Okay? Out there in the wilderness, you could not go out there when the Jews were all around the tabernacle. They could not kill an animal out there in their own tents, in their own camps, and to take it and eat it. Every animal had to be brought to the door of the tabernacle combine there, to have its life's blood shed, and then they would take the blood and offer it to God. All the animals. You couldn't kill your goat or your sheep or your cow at home. It had to be brought there because the blood was sacred. After they went into the promised land, later on they could. But right here they couldn't. What was the penalty for killing an animal and shedding its blood? Even in Moses' time. Death. Okay? Now he says he brought from his flocks. And of course, how do you get the fat from an animal? You have to kill it. So its blood has to be shed, okay? So he shed an animal's life. An animal lost its life, an innocent animal lost its life for a guilty sinner. Okay? That's what we're looking at here. From the fat pieces. And then his vayesha, vayesha. Say that, Vayesha. Vayesha. All right. And looked with favor and delight and gladness. Okay, that's what it means here. Look with happiness, with gladness. All right. Third person, masculine, singular. Cow, wow, consecutive, and perfect. You can look that word up on page 1043 in that lexicon, okay? So you can cross-reference. You don't have to go to Strong's. You don't have to go anything. Go to the lexicon. See what the lexicon says. All right. And he looked, and who he here? Who is the third person masculine singular? Who's looking with favor? Jehovah. The pre-incarnate Christ. and look with great delight and favor. And by the way, he kept on doing it. Who had made the first offering of an animal's life in the garden? Who made the first one?
God
Himself. Jehovah, Jesus, in His pre-incarnate form, made the first offering because He is our high priest, didn't He? He is our high priest. Back then, the father of the family was the high priest, what we call the patriarchs. This is in the patriarch time. But Jesus showed the first patriarch, Adam, how to make an offering to God. Okay? Third person singular, third person masculine singular. God is masculine too, by the way. The world doesn't know, but Hebrew says God's masculine. Third person masculine singular. While consecutive imperfect tense, he kept on doing this. Jehovah, all right? Now, that's the Word. That's who it's talking about. This is the pre-incarnate Christ. El Havel. Say El. El Havel. Unto, El is unto, page 40 if you want to look that one up. El. Unto Havel, unto Abel. Did you know that's how you say the name Abel in Hebrew? Havel? All right, Havel. All right. And then it says VL. And unto, VL, and unto Menachatov, his offering. Unto his offering. What was his offering? His offering was an innocent soul. An innocent soul, an innocent life died for the guilty. Okay? 4 and verse 5 now. Here we go. Now we have the first religious rebel. The first state of false religion. Right here. Can you say that first word there without me telling you? Have you seen that one before? Huh?
V-I-L or something.
V-L. V-L. And see if you can see who this guy is. Cain. Cain. All right? Cain. V-L Cain. Come along with me now. V-L Cain. V-L. Menchatov. Lo. Sha'ah. Vayikar. All right, now let's go back. I'm going too fast for you. V-L Cain. V-L, V-E-E-L. Okay, and then Cain, K-A-Y-I-N. And then V-L again, V-E-E-L. And then Menchatov. M-I-N-C-H-A-T-O-V. It's that V there is kind of silent, but it is in the word Tov. Tov. All right? And then low, L-O. Just like a low tire or something, okay? Low.
L-O.
L-O.
That's an A, not all.
Well, no, it's low. Because you say it low, okay? L-O. And then Sha'ah. S-H-A-A-H. Sha'ah Vayikar. Okay, V-A-I-Y-I-C-H-A-R. Likayin. Likayin. L-E and then Kayin. K-A-Y-I-N. Miod. Miod. M-E-O-D. Miod. Now we come to a kind of a long word here. That one on the third line down there to all the way to the right. Vai yip pelu. Vai, V-A-I, yip, Y-I-P, P-E-L-U. Vai yip pelu. And then panav. 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 P-A-N-A-V. Panav. Now, here's more dynamite in this word, and we're going to get to go run some cross-references, and I know Kathy's got the fastest Bible in the West. All right? All of you can look some of this up. The first religious rebel and father of false religion, the originator of religious persecution right here. When I started teaching church history, we went right back here to the garden. V.L. And unto Cain. What does Cain mean? Remember what... 4 and verse 1 said. Remember what 4 and verse 1 said? Genesis 4 and 1. Let's go back. Now this was a real shock to these people. Someone go to Genesis 4 and verse 1. And then we're going to look at it from the Hebrew. Go there with your King James or New American Standard, Amplified Bible, or whatever you got. And then we're going to look at it. 4 and verse 1. Kathy, are you over there? Okay.
Now the man had relations with his wife, Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have not gotten a man child with the help. I have gotten a man child with the help of the Lord.
All right. Now it says that Adam had the sexual relationships with his wife. She caught the seed, is what it says in Hebrew. She caught the seed and kept it and brought forth a man child, a male child. All right. Now she probably had a multiple birth, maybe 3 or 4 children at that time, because here Cain and Abel are both born. But Cain is the firstborn, and Cain is the head of the family now. He is going to be the heir. Cain is going to be the heir. Abel was never a threat to Cain's heirship. Cain was going to be the leader, the spiritual leader of the family after Adam died. That's what was supposed to be here, okay? And what does the name Cain mean?
Gotten.
Now, as you read this, read again, Kathy, read that verse.
Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain.
She conceived and gave birth to Gotten. And then what happened?
And she said, I have gotten a man child with the help of the Lord.
Okay, now that's not a real good translation right there. Go back over to your 4 and verse 1 in your translation, your interlinear translation there. Viha Adam Yada et Cha'ba Ishtov Vata hov har, vatiled, et kain, vatamar, kaniti, ish, et Jehovah. All right. Now we studied this, I think, last week. And the man knew intimately, sexually, his wife, the mother of all living, by the way, that's what Eve means, living, okay? And his wife, and she caught and kept seed, and she brought forth a male child. And actually in Hebrew it says she kept on bringing forth children. She kept on giving birth. All right? But the first one, et Cain, sign of direct doctrine, Cain, gotten, and she said, by Tomer, I have gotten Ish, man-child, et Jehovah. I have gotten the Savior, even Jehovah. I have gotten Jehovah. She thought Cain was Jehovah. She thought he was the Savior, the Messiah. All right? Here, Cain, I have gotten the man, even Jehovah. All right? Now we covered that. It should be in Greek, the Greek Septuagint should read, Aston Theon, God, okay? I've gotten a man, even the God, all right? Now, what they said there is what the Septuagint translated, and it was their idea of what the Hebrew said. It is not what the Hebrew said. Now let's look at this 4 and verse 5 again now. Now, here's Cain. They thought this is the Messiah now. Now, the Messiah, their idea of the Messiah, went the wrong way, didn't he? Cain was an outward sign of what their rebellion in the garden was. Because here, now their rebellion brought forth rebellion. The first child they have is a rebel. Not the Messiah, but a rebel. In Genesis 3 and 15, it says that God, when he was cursing the serpent, he said, I will put active hatred between you and the woman and her seed, which is the Messiah, and your seed, and you shall bruise him as to the heel, but he shall bruise you as to the rosh, head. In other words, you will deal a crippling blow to him, but he will deal a deadly blow to you. And that was the Messiah. So she thought this was the Messiah. She thought she was bringing forth the Messiah, the Savior of the human race here. Now let's look at the one they thought that was Messiah. This is the progeny of their sin, okay? And unto Cain, the El Cain, the El, and unto Menchatov, and unto his offering. All right? Lo means not. It's may in Greek. May. The lo here is may in Greek. That's what it looks like in Greek right there. Not. And his offering, not, he looked, and that's Sha'ah, say Sha'ah. Not he looked, Sha'ah, by Yikar, and burned. Now look at this, by Yikar. Say that, by Yikar. Because that is a horrible guttural sound, by Yikar. It says, his face burned. He was angry. Cain was angry. And his face glowed and shone. It glowed red. It glowed with great anger. Have you ever seen anybody turn red in the face when they got mad? That's exactly what it's saying in Hebrew here. Third person masculine singular. Cow, wow, consecutive and first. He kept on being that way. His face just kept on shining. And he was growling and hating everything in his sight. This is old Cain now. This is the Messiah, they thought. All right? His face kept on burning and blazing with jealousy and revenge. Likain. Say Likain. To Cain. Meod. Meod means exceedingly. Exceedingly. Meod. Say meod. Meod. That means exceedingly. All right? And then it says, Yep Pelu. Now, from this comes the word Nephilim. Do you see that in there? Nephilim. Thy yip pilu. And it says, and fell, and kept on falling. Third person, masculine, plural. It's talking about his facial expressions. They're plural. He kept it up. All of his facial expressions were one thing. It was hate and revenge and terror. Whoever looked at him knew that this man was mad and angry with God and angry with his fellow man, especially his brother. Now he's mad. And every expression that he has on his face, panav, all right, say panav. His faces, now this is plural, his faces, every expression that he had, all of his expressions were one expression, that of hate and anger. His whole attitude was poisoned. He was violently sour and ill-natured. He wore his attitude on his facial expressions. Constantly growling and complaining and breathing fire. This is the one they thought was the Messiah. Do you think that Adam and Eve were a disappointment to God? And the old story is the chickens came home to roost. Probably some of you don't know what that means. That means when you raise these bad chickens, they come home to roost. When you sow weeds, you have a lot of weeds. When you sow wild oats, you have a lot of wild oats. The crop comes in. It comes back. This is the law of sowing and reaping. They sowed to the wind, and they reaped the whirlwind. As simple as that. All right? Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So what happened? Now they get to see their rebellion in their son they loved so much. All right? 4 and verse 6. Now I know it's your first night in this class, and I hope it's not scaring you to death. I'm trying to go easy with you, but there's some dynamite in these verses. There's some good stuff in these verses. Vayomer. Can you say that? Vayomer. All right, and now we have Logos, or Hadavar, or Hashem, or Adonai. This is the name of God, okay? And said, all right, Vayomer, Hadavar, or Adonai, The Jews will say Adonai. They will not pronounce that name. El Cain. All right. Vayomer, and the name of God. El, E-L, and then Cain. K-A-Y-I-N. All right. Vayomer, V-A-I-Y-O-M-E-R. That's the first word. And you're going to run into that Vayomer a whole lot of times. You'll be able to look at that word and tell it pretty soon. Vayomer, Jehovah El Cain, Lam Ma, Lama. All right. L-A-M-M-A-H. And then here's another one. Chara. Chara. C-H-A-R-R-A-H. Chara. Lach. Lach. L-A-C-H. Lach. Va. V-Lam. Ma. V-E-L-A-M. M-A-H. V-Lama. Naphtalu. N-A-F-E-L-U. Naphtalu. Phanecha. Naphtalu. N-A-F-E-L-U. And then Phanucha. Phanucha. All right. Phanucha. Phanucha. F-A-N-U-C-H-A. All right. That's at the very last word. The very last word on the left-hand side. Vayomer, Jehovah, El Cain, Lama, Chara, Lach, Vilama, Nephilu, Phanicha. That's the end of that verse. That's all of it right there. Now let's look and see what it says. Vayomer, he said, third person masculine singular. Now we know who God is. He's masculine, okay? Third person masculine singular. Cal, well, consecutive and perfect. That's what this verb says. And he said, Adonai Hashem HaDavar. This is the word that John writes of in the New Testament and the Gospel according to John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. This is the word, the pre-incarnate Christ. Unto El Cain and Jehovah. Now, who is addressing Cain? The Savior. The Savior is addressing Cain. Think about this now. Did you ever look at this way before? Who speaks to Cain? Who goes to Cain and tries to reason with Cain?
Pre-incarnate.
The pre-incarnate Christ, Jehovah, Jesus, that walks up to him. Jesus, the one that is the Savior, is going to be the Savior. Cain was the Antichrist. He was the Antichrist. He's the first Antichrist in the Bible. Cain is. And here, the real Christ walks up to Cain, and he tries to reason with Cain. Now, every lost man in this world has been convicted by the Spirit of God. God's Spirit tries to lead them to Himself. Okay? Vayomer Jehovah El Cain. All right. Jehovah unto Cain. El Cain. He speaks unto Cain. All right. And then he says, Lama. 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 Why have? How? Why have? Chara. Chara. Why have? Why has glowed with anger and burned with anger? Why is your face glowing and burning with anger, Cain? Here's the Savior talking to him. This is the Savior. This is our Jesus talking to him in the garden. And he says to Cain, why is your face glowing with anger and hate and revenge? Why, Cain? Now Jehovah's speaking to him. This isn't Daddy. This isn't Mama. This isn't his brother. This is God Himself speaking to Cain. All right? Chara Lach. Why has third person masculine singular Cal Perfect? His face was sour. He was a sour puss from now on. Lach to you. Vilama. And why? Vilama. And why? Nathelu. Why has fallen? Third person, Cal Perfect. All right. Well, Cal Plural. First person, Corporal Plural. His faces, every one of his faces is what he's talking about. Why has fallen all of your faces? Okay? Why has fallen? That's where the word Nephilim comes from. Look at that. Nephilu. Nephilim means what? The fallen ones. All right? The fall. Why has fallen and stayed that way your facial expressions, your faces? All of his expressions were one of hate and anger.
What is the root of Nephilim in
that? See the pay there? Pay? And look at that, the noon in the front of it? The noon? And the pay? Alright? Nephilim? Nephilu. Alright? If you look it up on page 656, is it written down there in yours? Page 656? That one where you can find the root in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Nephal. See that one down at the see that writing down at the bottom that says Nephal? See this? It lights like this. All right, see that? Nephal. That's the root right there. Nephal. Nephal. Okay, second to the last word. Why has fallen your faces? Have you ever had your face fall, brother? All right. Why has fallen your faces? J. Lewis Guthrie said this a long time ago. If you do well spiritually, is there not a lifting up? If you do well spiritually, at the door, sin crouches as a wild beast, and unto you shall its running, it will run after you and destroy you. But you may rule over him or in him. All right? Now let's go look at this verse. Now this verse is going to totally strike you, blow your mind. The next verse. Okay? Now that's a little bit longer verse. A little bit more Hebrew in it. But boy, there's a lot of stuff in here. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that you've never heard preached before. I can guarantee you. All right? All right? Halov.
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 M.
Titiv. All right, next line down. Siet. All right, the first one was H A L O V, and then M I M, and then T E I T I V. All right, that's the last word, Tov. Tov. It means to. Good. All right. And then we have the word siet. That's the very next, the second line down. That's the first word to the right. Siet. Vm. Lo. Titiv. All right. That's another one. Titiv. All right. And then we have the word lap. Petach. Lapetach. L-A-P. P-E-T-A-C-H. And then the word chatat, C-H-A-T-T-A-T. All right? Chatat. And then rovetz, rovetz, R-O-V-E-T-Z. Rovetz. And V-L-L-E-C-H-A, V-L-L-E-C-H-A. V-E-E-L-E-I-C-H-A, V-L-L-E-C-H-A. And then the last line. Teshukatov. Teshukatov. T-E-S-H-U-K-A-T-O-V. Teshukatov. Viatta. Viatta is the next word. And then the next word is Timshal. Timshal. Now that Viatta is V-E-A-T-T-A-H. And then Timshal. T-I-M. S-H-A-L, and then both. This verse here, we could have done the whole class. Huh? T-O-V, or B-O-V. B-O-V. All right, now let's look and go back and look at it. All right? Halov, say that. Halov. All right? And what is it not? Is it not there? Okay. M. M is kind of like an if. All right. And then T, Tev, if you cause to divide correctly. Look at that. Now, Kathy, have you got that verse in your Bible there? Let's look at that.
If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up?
Okay, hold on right there. If you do well. Now, if you give straightly and rightly, if you tithe right, that's what the term is. How many of you have had an orthopedic doctor? What is an orthopedic doctor? Huh? Orthopedic means to set your stone straight, your bone straight. Okay? Orthos is the Greek here. Orthos. Orthos is the Greek equivalent to this word, tative. All right? Orthos pros anek case. Orthos. In the Septuagint, it says to cut straight. So how do you divide your living? All the way down from the garden on, God expected us to give something to Him, didn't He? And evidently it was a tithe. Now here we got this ungodly buzzard that invents his own religion, and he's going to decide what he's going to give and how much he's going to give. Already. He is the first religious rebel, and he has decided that he's not going to tithe. He's going to give not 10%, but maybe 1%. He didn't cut straight. That's what it means here. He didn't cut straight. He didn't give. He didn't give straight according to he didn't give straightly. All right? He didn't divide correctly. All right? Is it not, if you cause to divide correctly, see et, lifting up. See et means lifting up. Lifting up, VM, and if low, and if not, you cause to cut straight. All right? Here we have the word titov again. Look at that, titov. Now, if you caused to cut straight, if you gave correctly. Now, what did Cain bring to God? He brought an offering that wasn't of the right amount. He didn't divide correctly. Maybe he brought 5% instead of 10%. I don't want. He didn't bring the right amount. Let's just put it that way. And he brought an offering from a cursed ground. And the earth, because the offering came from a cursed ground, it was a cursed offering. He brought a cursed offering from a cursed ground and of the wrong amount. So we have three strikes against Cain, don't we? Three times. If you cause to cut straightly and divide correctly, good, la pi tach, all right? At the door, la pi tach, at the door, all right? At the door, chatat. At the door, sin, chatat. All right? This means to miss the mark right there, chatat. That's the sin. The sin offering. The sin and the sin offering is there.
To go out of bounds, you mean?
Well, no. No, this is the Hebrew word now, chatat.
This one means to miss the mark.
Yeah. Now, you can hit the mark or you can miss the mark. The sin offering is there. It's at your feet. All you have to do is get an animal and offer an innocent animal's innocent blood, and I will smile upon you. So the sin offering is at your feet, and sin is also waiting for you. Sin and the sin offering is waiting. Jatat. Sin and the sin offering is waiting for you. Rovetz. Look at that word. Say that word, rovetz. Rovetz. Now that word, it is crouching, sneaking, lying in wait. Masculine singular, cow participle. It's constantly doing it. Participle is like a gerund in English. Running, waiting, crouching. All right? The wild beast, sin, the wild beast is crouching. The sin offering is laying there, but also sin is. Either you can pick up the sin offering or the sin's going to get you. If you pick up the sin offering, you're not going to have trouble with the sin because it's been covered. But it's here crouching for you. V-E-L-A-C-H-A, and unto you and for you, Tishukatov. It's longing desire. That sin offering God wants every man to be saved, doesn't he? It said he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. He's not willing that any should perish. The sin offering is there, but also the old devil. Is the devil ever going to turn you loose in this world? He's going to pester you till you die. Sin and the sin offering is there. Its desire is for you. Its longing is over. V-A-T-A-T-A. But, or and but you, Timshal. All right, V-A-T-A. Can you say V-A-T-A? Okay. But, or and but you, all right, Timshal, you may rule. You may rule. You may rule Mishal. The word Michelle comes from that. Right, Michelle. Right? You may rule. You may rule. You may rule over him. Who's him, Bov? Who is him? That's sin. You may rule over sin. J. Lewis Guthrie said, if you do well spiritually, if you cut straight, is there not a lifting up? If you do not well spiritually, at the door is crouching sin as a wild beast. Unto you shall its running be. It shall run after you and destroy you, but you may rule in him. You may overcome him. How do you overcome him? It says, you may rule. It says, second person masculine singular, that's you. Cal imperfect. You may keep on ruling over sin. We can have victory over sin, okay? And he told him, you can have victory over sin. You can keep on ruling over him. Now here, 4 and verse 8. This is a terrible thing. 4 and verse 8. You want to do this one or you want me to turn you loose? You want to do this one? All right. I'm taking Kathy's word for it. All right. Vayomer. I told you were going to see that word again. Say that. Vayomer. V-A-I-Y-O-M-E-R. Vayomer. Cain. See there? There's two words you looked at before. By the way, this is about 3847 B.C. All right? 3847 to 3944, some people say. Cain. L. Hevel. Achieve. A-C-H-I-V. Achieve. Vaihi. Vaihi, V-A-Y-H-I, Vaihi, B-Yovtam, B-I-H-Y-O-V-T-A-M, B-Yovtam, Basada, all right, it's B-A-S-S-A-D-E-H, Basada, Vayakam, V-A-I-Y-A-K-A-M. Vayakam. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Third line down. All right. Vayakam is the third line down to the right. Cain. Yeah, right before Cain. Cain. L. You ought to be able to get used to that word L now. Can you see that one? Kathy, does it jump out at you? Darren, does that one? You see L now. Hevel. All right, Hevel, H-E-V-E-L, and then Achieve, A-C-H-I-V, Achieve, Vayahargehu. That's a long word. Vayahargehu, V-A-I-Y-A-H-A-R-G-E-H-U. Okay? Vayahargehu. Let's read it quickly. Vayomer, Cain, El, Hevel, Achiv, Vahi, Be-Yovtam, Basadeh, Vayakam, Cain, El, Hevel, Achiv, Vayahargehu. Now let's go back and look at it. Biomer means, and he said, Cain unto Abel. All right? Cain says unto Abel, his brother, achieves his brother. By he, and became. That word by he, that's the word Jehovah comes from right there. All right? And third person masculine singular, well, cow, well, consecutive and perfect. And became in their being, by Yovtom, in their being, third person masculine plural, cow, infinitive construct. And became in their being in the field, in the prairie, basadeh, in the field. All right? Vayakam, and stood up, Vayakam. All right? And stood up, third person masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive. Cain kept on standing up. He kept on standing up unto Hebel, his brother, Achieve. And he kept on slaughtering him. He kept on slaughtering him. Third person, masculine, singular, cow, wow, consecutive, imperfect, page 246. He kept on slashing at him. He kept on cutting him. He kept on slaughtering. This word slaughter here, it means just like he killed him for the sin offering. Have you anybody ever tried to blame shift with you? Anybody ever done that to you, Kathy? Now here is Cain blame shifting all of his pain into his brother, and he's striking out of his brother, and he's slashing and slashing and slashing, and he just keeps it up. He was killed long before he quit slashing. He was dead, and his last blood was shed out of his body, and he just kept on slashing at him because he did it in hate. Hate empowered this man. Hate. Hate because he wouldn't come to God. You know, the world is angry at God. And you ever talk to an atheist? They don't want to admit there's a God. Because if they admit to the God, then they're responsible for their sin. All right? This man knew who God was. Jehovah came walking into the garden and walked right up to Cain and confronted Cain with his sin. He said, Cain, here's the sin offering, and here is sin. Which one do you choose? Which one do you choose, Darren? He chose sin. Now, what happened when he made that choice? Then he became a murderer. And what in the New Testament, what did Jesus call Satan? A liar and a murderer. Now, Cain was gotten. And Eve says, I have gotten a male child, even Jehovah. I've gotten the Messiah. Here he is. Here's the Messiah. And Abel kept on serving the Lord. Abel was not the heir. Cain was the heir. Abel was never a threat to Cain at all. Cain was supposed to be the spiritual patriarch of his family. Let's go and jump over several hundred years. When Jacob and Esau were born. Esau was the firstborn, wasn't he? What we have here is the old law of the rejection of the firstborn. When Esau was born, he was the firstborn. He was the heir, wasn't he? But how did he think? What did he think about his heirship, his patriarchal leadership? What did he think about it? He came home hungry one day, and he said, and Jacob said to him, he said, give me something to eat, I'm famished. And he said, Esau, would you trade me your birthright, your patriarchal leadership, and as the heir of the family, will you trade that for me for this bowl of the cheapest commodity in the land of Israel? Yeah, I don't care. No matter to me. I'm starving. What good is my birthright going to do if I'm starving? That man was led by his God, and his God was his belly, his appetite. His appetite was his God. His belly was his God. And so he sells out his birthright. Did you see a little bit more deeper into these scriptures than you did from English? Does it jump out at you just a little bit more? You like this, Darren?
Yeah. When it said that King's face fell, I used to think that Odin was depressed.
Oh, his constant expression, all of his expressions were one thing. He only had one expression. All of his faces, morning, noon, and night, was one thing of anger. And glowing with anger. That guy must have had high blood pressure from morning till night. When he hit the ground in the morning, he had a red face, and when he went to bed at night, he had a red face. Angry with the world, and angry with his brother, and angry with Jehovah. Why was he angry? Jehovah said, Jehovah spoke to him. Has Jehovah spoken to you in your life? Has Jehovah ever spoke to you and called you to himself? And I think everybody in this room has said, yes, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Come in my life. Cain says, jump in the creek, Jehovah. I'll do it my way. And Jehovah said to him, Cain, there's a sin offering and there's sin. Sin is crouching to devour you. Sin is crouching to devour you. You can either choose the sin offering or and rule over the sin, or the sin will rule over you. Make your choice. And we know what he did. And when sin got him, he committed murder. So now, instead of the Messiah, we have the first murderer. We have the first farmer, and we have the first cowboy, sheep herder, in the Bible. All right. And the sheep herder was a good guy, even though he wasn't the heir. And by the way, what happened to, what does the word Hevel mean? What did the word Abel mean? It means brief, short. And his life was brief and short, wasn't it? All right. Now, we could go in the New Testament, 1 John 3 and 10, Jude 11, and we will probably next week. Esther 8 and verse 11, Proverbs 7, 26. These are all cross references in the New Testament, but I'm going to run you over too late if I do that. We'll do that next week. Is that okay? Are you going to be here next week? Get some more of this stuff. Brother Mike, is it coming around?
A little tiny bit.
That's all it takes, a little bits. Little bits. Just little bits and pieces. As you come and you look at it, you're going to learn Hebrew by induction, by doing it. It's going to be a little less painless than going out there and writing out. You can write out the Hebrew alphabet if you want to at home. You can look at it a little bit, do it if you want to. But you will learn Hebrew by just doing it. This is what you do. Learn by doing it. Learn by induction. Hebrew by induction. I teach Greek by induction and Hebrew by induction. And a little just grab a hold of you one of these days and you'll be able to read some of it. What's that word? Esher. What's that word? Et. We looked at the word ale tonight several times, didn't we? Ale, ale, ale. All over the place. The ale and ale. That's the word ale right here. All right? Ale. Little by little. Little by little you can get it, but I'm going to tell you what, it's worth it. It's worth the little study that you do and looking at it. It's worth it. And I'll tell you what, Hebrew is a backwards, upside-down language. But it's like shorthand. Spiritual shorthand, too. All right, go out and do something eternal. Do you have any questions before we go? Any questions? Dakota, you got any questions? No? All right. Darren, would you mind dismissing us in prayer, brother?
Sure. Father, thank you for allowing